Hi, welcome. We'll start shortly. Hi, welcome. Welcome. My name is Liana, and today I'm going to take you through a meditation practice to help bring about three key insights: clarity of intention, understanding of our power, presence, and impact, and opportunities for wise action taking. If we take a moment to consider how complex, volatile, and uncertain current societal conditions are, as well as the spectrum of emotions we are feeling individually and collectively, it's really easy to feel a sense of overwhelm and confusion about how to engage with the world from a place of strength, groundedness, and calm. In today's practice, we will move through the four stages of human bridge building. We'll explore how we show up in each of the four transition quadrants of self, family, community, and organizations. The breath we focus on is the normal flow of the in and out breath, allowing it to rest in its natural rhythm and cadence as we meet what arises with self-compassion and curiosity. Let's begin. Allow yourself to come into a comfortable sitting position. Feel your feet firmly planted on the floor. Notice your posture as you are sitting. Allow your back and the spine to lengthen into a comfortable position. You may close your eyes or lower your gaze. Begin to notice the rhythm of your breath as you breathe in and out. Let go of any attempt to control or to shape the breath. Let it move in and out naturally. Allow yourself to relax and let go of any tension or stress. As we breathe deeply in and out, we begin to notice the slowing down. The slowing down of our heart rate, of our blood pressure, allowing us to fully be here in this present moment. First, let us bring our attention to our heart space by gently placing a hand over the heart, allowing it to simply rest there. Placing a hand over the heart can often bring us comfort when we explore difficult emotions or experiences. Now, let's see what you notice. Perhaps it's the weight of your palm against your chest, or a temperature difference in the space underneath your palm, or maybe even the sensation of each heartbeat to expand your awareness. taking it all in with a gentle inhale and exhale. Over the next few moments, I invite you to consider these threats. How did I show up in the world today? How did my privilege show up through me? What actions can I take to help become more aware of my privilege and its impact on others? And just taking a moment to reflect. We don't have to know the answers. We are simply inviting in reflection and introspection to allow insights and awareness of body and mind to arise. Whatever arises, see if you can meet it with self-compassion and curiosity. Continuing to breathe in and out, let us bring our attention back to our breath, allowing the mind and body to let go of the thoughts just reflected on for self-inquiry. Now let us consider the next quadrant of family. For many, family is where we learn our values, roles, and the lens through which we view life and others. With kindness and curiosity, I invite you to consider what key values you learn from your family and how they might impact your view of people who are not like you. If you like, you may continue to place your hand over your heart or return it to your heart to support you in reflection on ways your family experience has informed how you perceive the world. Focusing on the breath, notice any sensations in your body. Where are they? And what do they feel like? If at any time this reflection becomes too difficult, please feel free to open your eyes, or if needed, pause or stop to honor self-care needs. Bringing your attention back to the sensation of your breath. Perhaps noticing the sound of your breath or the sensation of the whole body breathing as you let go of thoughts and reflections of family. If any difficult emotions remain, you may want to curl, squeeze, and then uncurl and stretch your fingers, allowing any tension to release with each stretch. As we breathe in and out, let us now turn our attention to community. Coming to awareness of privilege, the role of family in our perceptions of the world, we can now begin to see how we may be navigating the world and the quality of our presence in it, beginning with our communities. Let's consider how we move through our communities. With whom do you tend to interact in your community? And with whom do you not interact? Perhaps ask the question why and go a little bit deeper. Why? For the next few moments, consider how you might show up differently in your community. Let's bring our attention back to our breath as we let go of our thoughts about community. And breathing in and out. In and out. In these last few moments, let us now turn our attention to the organizations in which or with whom we work. At this point, we may have gleaned some insights about our privilege, the nature and impact of our presence, and how our families have shaped how we interact and perceive the world and people around us. Bringing this forward, now let's consider how these factors influence how we show up at work or with clients. See if you can notice where your lens of perception may need broadening or clarity. Is there a specific person or group of people that you hold with judgment and certainty? If so, bring them to mind and see if you can offer loving kindness to help you shift from judgment and certainty to discernment, kindness, and curiosity. What do you notice? What do you feel in your body? What stories or mental narratives arise when you think of this person or these people? What can you do differently to model and create a brave and safe space for all to flourish? Let us rest here for the next few moments in contemplation. Taking a couple of deep breaths in and out. Letting go of thoughts and bringing your attention back to the sensation of your breath. And when you feel ready, start to notice your feet making contact with the weight on the floor. Again, noticing the weight of your body sitting on the chair. And beginning to open your eyes. And just allow yourself to slowly transition back into your day. As you close this meditation, I invite you to journal on what came up for you and what action steps you may wish to take. Thank you for being in this practice with me. Hey.
Hi, Leona. Thank you so much for that. It was amazing.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope it was helpful.
Definitely. It was absolutely incredible timing. Just really, really good timing. So thank you so much.
All good, all good.
I can laugh now again. At all the things that have been stressing me out, it's just like all of a sudden become very humorous. It was crazy because as you were going through all of that, it felt like I could actually hear your laughter. It was amazing. And I just felt and I just felt that's what I need. I just need to laugh a little bit more and just get out and do some laughing. Oh, so amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for coming in, you know. Hey, Kendall.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm still waking up. where I am. So it was provocative rest, mm-hmm. if that meditation can hold relaxation and provocation in the same moment.
It's, you know, it's really just to help us understand where, you know, certain thoughts are coming from, right? You know, but then at the same time, being able to let go of those thoughts and perceptions as well, you know.
Well, that's a powerful orientation. So I will be pondering this through the day. That's what I will do.
Thank you for practicing with me.
Thank you too. Thank you.
Thanks. And in a way that's it.
I totally agree with what Kendall's saying about the, you know, I've been in mindfulness practices before, but I really love this idea of, you know, thinking about family and where we come from and our roots, and also obviously then sort of springboarding it into the community, because all of this is so community based. And Leona, thank you so much, because seriously, you have really helped to, I've been coming out of the sort of jam of it all and refining, and you've really helped with that in so many ways. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for saying that, and thank you. Thank you for, you know, coming whenever I like, bing, bing.
How could I not? It's always like some treasure, you know, to find. It's absolutely wonderful. You have an amazing day, and it's lovely to see you all here. Really brilliant. Yeah. Are you going to host more of these?
Yeah, so I will... I host this 15-minute guided meditation every Tuesday at 10 Eastern. Okay. And then I'm also going to start having a midweek mental health check-in just for like 30 minutes. What do you call that? 1 hour, right? 60 minutes.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, so it won't be a long one. It'll most probably be on Clubhouse, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like with having it on Clubhouse, it's easier for people to share.
Yeah,
Somehow, you
absolutely.
know? Yeah, and then the Sunday ones, that's about it, really. I may do another 15-minute guided meditation where
I want to
maybe
add that
Friday.
the smile in your voice, Liana, is such
I
a
know.
Thanks so much. I have to get ready to go now, but that just
Not
set
sure
me
if
up
anyone
so
was speaking just now.
perfectly. Thank you. Lots of love and take
I'm
care.
gonna
Ah, that
probably put a
laughter, I love
post up, you know,
it.
to just put all the timings and where I'm gonna hold bases.
Oh, yes. You're going to put the timings for the spaces, you said. That would be fantastic.
Uh-oh, I think I'm rugging, possibly. I can't hear anybody.
Hello, can
Oh,
you hear us?
yes, now I can.
Oh, okay, great, fantastic. Yeah, and I was just going to say I'm getting ready now to go
Okay,
out, but
yeah.
this was so absolutely perfect. It set me up for the day, and I really look forward to more of them. So thank you.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Have an amazing day.
Yeah, you
Take care.
too. Okay, I'm gonna end this space as well. So have a good day, and thank you for coming.